And have you ever heard of any special ways to prepare this?
Put the sausage?
Or to store it? Have you ever heard of that?
Well, you can hang it in a cold place, they do. I really don't know much about the curing of meat after they make it. I had a sister-in-law who used to cook us and put it in quart jars and seal it just like she would. And then she'd take it out whenever the mealtime came and brown it a little. Mm-hmm. And it was delicious fixed that way.
It does sound good. And what would you call the man who cuts up your meat for you?
Butcher.
And if your meat has gone bad, you might say it's...
It's tainted.
Okay, or if you get chicken and it's old and it begins to smell bad, you might...
That's what I call it, tainted.
Would you ever call it spoiled?
Well, spoiled is just another word for tainted.
Okay.
Maybe tainted sounds a little nice. That's all.
Yeah. What is head cheese? You ever heard of that?
Head cheese? Mm-hmm. It's where they take the head of the animal and clean it thoroughly and then cook it. And it congeals just like gelatin was in it and makes what they call the head cheese.
And then do you eat it with anything else or you just...
No, you eat it with your meal just like... It's good.
I've
never season it a little.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nice.
Have you ever heard of souse?
Souse? Mm-hmm. Yes, souse is very much the same way. It's a way they cook the waste of the pig, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, see,
and make souse meat, don't you see?
I thought that's what chitlins was.
No, chitlins is the intestines of the pig.
Okay. If your butter's gone bad, you might say the butter is...
Rancid.
Okay. Or if you're... when you boiled milk or the milk goes bad, it does what?
It's spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Or if it gets in little lumps.
Clabbers.
Okay. Would you ever use...
Curds, I guess you'd say.
And what is the cheese that you make from this? Or what is cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese is what you make out of the curd.
Uh-huh, okay.
Curd sour milk.
And have you ever heard a term for an apple pastry that's baked in a deep dish?
Deep dish pie? A cobbler?
Uh-huh, I guess.
Mm-hmm, that's
and
it.
How do you, that, you just make that like you would a regular pie?
You make it with, you take your dough and put it in the pan, in the... oven in the pan that you're going to cook it in. I do mine. Mm-hmm. And let it cook just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Then put the apples or put berries or whatever you're going to put in it. Then take your dough and strip it this way and it makes the dumpling in it, you know.
Oh, I see. I like blackberry cobbler.
If you don't cook it just a tiny little bit before you put the berries on it, it gets soft and is... doesn't get done as it, much as it should down on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but there's no cooking on it. It's like a wood stove, I can tell you that.
Oh, really? You used to cook on it?
Oh, yeah, I used to cook on it. I had a beautiful range. And it just never killed me when I had to take gas and electricity.
Oh, it flavors your meat?
Oh, it just makes cook things so beautifully.
Too bad these kind of things, you don't, just don't get them anymore.
No, you all don't know what anything like that is. No.
What would you call a sweet liquid that's served with pudding?
Or syrup?
Or over cake?
Syrup.
Or ice cream?
Syrup or sauce.
Okay. Do you have any other meanings for sauce? Would you ever use that for anything else?
Yes, you can make a cream sauce for creaming vegetables or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.